Hey everyone, it's your boy Coy. Happy Thursday, or as I like to say, Happy Friday Eve. We have a jam-packed show in only 9 minutes and 52 more seconds to do it, so let's get to it. We start today's show with a touchdown! India touching down on the moon on Wednesday with its crewless spacecraft, Chandrayaan-3. India's now just the fourth country to ever do it. It's a phenomenal feat that only the United States, China, and the former Soviet Union have pulled off as well. Russia attempted this exact mission just this past weekend, but their craft crashed into the surface of the moon. This successful mission could cement India as one of our planet's superpowers in space. India's craft made a soft landing closer to the moon's south pole than any other spacecraft in history, and scientists believe the moon's south pole holds water deposits in the form of ice that could be converted into drinking water for astronauts or maybe even rocket fuel. So there's a possibility that the moon's south pole could become a place where future crewed missions could stock up and travel farther into space. The 2024 presidential election season is here. U.S. candidates run for president every 4 years. So Americans will head to the polls to cast their vote for president in November of 2024. But a lot has to happen before that, like introducing Americans to the candidates and giving those candidates a chance to make the case for why they should have the job. One of the most important tasks before Americans cast a vote for president is to determine who the candidates will be. That's determined through the primary elections. In most cases, the incumbent president, if they haven't already reached the 2-year limit, they will represent their political party again. So in this case, current U.S. President Joe Biden will likely represent the Democratic Party come election time. He announced his bid for re-election back in April. With President Biden as the presumptive nominee on the Democratic side, much of the attention this go-around will be on who will become the Republican challenger. Beginning in January, candidates from the Republican Party will compete against each other in a primary election to determine who will hold the nomination. But every state conducts their own primary election, and they don't all do it the same.
American politics is dominated by two parties, Republicans and Democrats. That means only two people have any real chance in the presidential election every 4 years. If you want to help decide who those two candidates are, the primaries are your best chance. It used to be that presidential candidates were selected at party conventions. It was mostly party members who selected delegates who went on to a convention to vote. Conventions still happen, but they're mostly ceremonial since primaries have determined every candidate for more than 50 years. Here's where it gets confusing. Every state conducts their own primaries, and none of them do it exactly the same. They're spread over the course of months in a presidential election year, which is why candidates set up camp in early voting states like Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada. If a candidate banks on Iowa and doesn't win there, they might have to drop out.
Democrat Martin O'Malley suspending his campaign tonight.
A surprising finish in New Hampshire can make a candidate blow up, on the other hand, and give him new momentum.
Tonight, we sure showed him what a comeback looks like.
Some states, like Iowa, have caucuses, which are more like neighborhood meetings than a traditional primary. People show up and actually lobby for their candidates. Some states have open primaries, meaning anyone can take part in the primary, even if they aren't registered party members. Other states have closed primaries, meaning you have to join the party in order to vote. And some states, like California, are experimenting with completely nonpartisan primaries, although not at the presidential level.
In a way, the 2024 U.S. presidential election season kicked off last night when the first Republican primary debate was held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This was the first major stage for these hopefuls to speak about their ideas and policies and a chance for them to make the case as to why they should become the next president. There were 8 candidates that qualified and attended last night's debate. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, former Vice President Mike Pence, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. Former President Donald Trump did not attend and instead released a pre-recorded interview. You can head to CNN.com for highlights from the debate and to learn more about the candidates. 10-second trivia. When great white sharks are born, they are known as what? Calves, pups, hatchlings, or whelps? Raise your hand if you said pups. Did you know that from the moment they're born, great white pups are all on their own? Dun-dun-dun-dun. This summer, swimmers at beaches across America are on the lookout for sharks. With more sharks found along the warmer shores on Long Island, New York State Park Police, they're deploying an army of drones to monitor them and to help prevent attacks. Police gave CNN's Claire Duffy a hands-on demonstration at Jones Beach in Long Island to see how these drones can help keep swimmers safe.
I can't predict to say whether or not there's going to be more bites of shark attacks, but what I could tell you is that because of the use of drones, the more drones that are flying in the air, there's a more of a chance of seeing these animals in their natural habitat.
This summer, shark attacks here on Long Island have prompted a heightened sense of urgency to keep sharks and swimmers distant from one another.
Now to New York, where this drone footage shows about 50 sharks swimming near the beach of a state park in Long Island.
That's where drones, like the one that spotted 50 sharks at one beach, come in.
It has really evolved from search and rescue to now looking for dangerous marine wildlife.
Here at Jones Beach, New York State Park Police gave CNN a demonstration of how its drone program is helping to spot sharks before potential attacks.
Now you're getting with the drone a real supreme aerial view of what's going on in real time on the waterway.
The park police operates a fleet of 19 drones used by officers here in the Mobile Command Center as well as lifeguards.
This Mobile Command Center that you see behind us can live stream the videos that the drone is looking at in real time and bringing it back to some of our police officers so they can communicate directly with the lifeguards and warn people in the water early so they can move out of the water the way of the sharks.
While shark attacks remain relatively rare, sharks are becoming more common on Long Island as warmer waters in recent years attract more fish. And with more fish come more predators.
So this is the kind of drone that the lifeguards are using.
This is exactly what the lifeguards are using.
And this is the one that you said is around
$6,000? Correct, ma'am. So this bundle case right here is about $6,000.
This is the New York State Park Police.
Monitoring for sharks isn't the only thing these drones can do. The drone pilots can also equip them with speakers to communicate with swimmers who might be lost or disoriented. They can even deploy life-saving devices to swimmers before lifeguards could get to them.
Let's put the cost value here. It's actually cheaper than calling in a police helicopter, but I'm talking about a quick deployment, sending something up really quick to get a fast situational awareness of an incident as it's unfolding is invaluable.
I'm curious what the public reaction to this has been. I imagine seeing drones flying above you is sort of something to get used to. People might be hesitant about having cameras. What's the reaction been like?
For the most part, ma'am, it's positive, but also I understand the concern. We're under strict guidelines when we operate and fly these drones. It is not used to surveil the public. It is used to keep them safe. It is used for that search and rescue component.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. I guess you could say she's the cleanest giraffe on the planet because she is spotless. This rare baby giraffe was born without spots at a Tennessee zoo. And the zoo says that giraffe experts believe she's the only solid colored reticulated giraffe anywhere in the world. Born July 31st, she was already 6 feet tall, but she'll grow up to 16 to 18 feet. At that point, her neck alone will be 6 feet long. But interestingly, we'll only have 7 vertebrae, just like us humans. You can help name this lovely little long neck. The Bright Zoo Facebook page is letting people vote on 4 potential names until September 4th. If I could choose any name, it would be Plain Jane. My mom's name is Jane. Hi, Mom. Time for a random thought Thursday. What word in the English language actually becomes shorter when you add 2 letters to it? Any guesses? If you know it, shout it out. Answer is short. It becomes shorter when you add 2 letters. Today's special shout out goes to Willis Junior High School in Chandler, Arizona. Rise up. Chase those dreams, lovely people. Hold on tight and never let go. I believe in you. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.